The Kansas wheat crop is in relatively good shape for this time of year, but there are still a couple months until harvest, and a lot can change over that time. With recent spring moisture, the crop is rated 16% poor to very poor, 29% fair, and 55% good to excellent by USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service as of April 11th. The crop is about 7 to 10 days behind average. NAS reported that 29% of the crop is jointed, which is behind 36% for the 5-year average. At the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers board meeting on April 8th, farmers from across the state reported that the condition of the wheat crop is variable, depending on planting date, and that most areas are finishing up with fertilizer applications. The earlier planted wheat is in good condition. K-State wheat production specialist Romulo Lolato said last fall in September, considerable precipitation allowed early planted wheat to emerge and have very good development during the fall. October to mid-November was very dry. COG President Justin Knopf said the late planted wheat has been slow to grow and has low tiller counts. According to the K-State March 2021 Ag Climate Update, March was much wetter than normal, ranking as the fifth wettest March since 1895. This resulted in improving drought conditions across the state. The moisture, coupled with warmer temperatures, greatly aided winter wheat development. According to Lolato, this moisture really helped the crop recover from any potential injury it suffered over the winter, helped put fertilizer into the root zone, and is used efficiently by the crop for stem elongation. He said from now until heading is when the crop needs the largest amount of water. While the wheat crop is in overall good condition, there are some instances of disease pressure starting to show up. With the dry conditions last fall, a lot of volunteer wheat didn't get controlled. Instances of wheat streak mosaic virus are showing up in some unconventional locations, including central Kansas. Kelsey Anderson Onofre, plant pathologist with Kansas State University, said we are seeing a higher number of wheat streak mosaic samples than what we typically see this time of year. Wheat streak mosaic is showing up early this year in western, west central, and central counties. We're really keeping an eye on that right now. The Wheat Quality Council will host its annual hard winter wheat tour this year on May 17th through the 20th. Crop scouts will be evaluating the wheat and calculating potential yields using the NAS formula for this year. Sign up for updates from the tour and harvest reports on our website at kswheat.com/harvest. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marsha Boswell.